How you doing?
Oh, I love that reaction. You're always so strong-jawed and stoic in the tabloids, but I wonder what the masses would say if they saw your face right now. So, Mr. One with the Shadows, what are you doing on this rooftop all alone? The criminals are down the street, you know. Ooh, I know. Are you doing the super dark superhero brooding thing? You know, looking over the city on a dark rooftop because you think that society has no place for someone as broken down by their emotionally stunting origin story as you. It's kind of cliche, you know. That is no way to talk to a lady. You know exactly why I'm here, sweetie. When you and I first met each other, we made a little deal. A contract of sorts. You would get the demonic superpowers you so desired to take revenge on those who wronged you. And in turn, you would be my vessel, letting me use your soul as my gateway into this dimension, to be able to feed on those absolutely delicious human emotions. Anger, sadness, despair, lust. These strong, pent-up human emotions and sins. My favorite. But you never let me do it. You have the power to allow me into this world, yet you never do so. You don't even let me feed on the criminals you beat up. It's like you don't want me to leech their humanity from them, slowly but surely driving them mad as I feast on the tar-black depravity of their souls. How I've longed for it. But every time you ignored my call, and frankly, I'm getting a little pissed off to say the least. Why do you keep ignoring me? Oh, this isn't the time for you to suddenly grow a conscience. Face the facts, human. You already made a contract with a demon. And trust me, you do not want to break a contract with me. Although, I wouldn't say no to taking control of that sweet bot of yours. I'm kidding. Kidding. Maybe. But we still need to find a way for you to deliver your end of the bargain. And honey, I'm not going to go away empty-handed this time. My patience is running very thin. I think you know exactly how to make it up to me. Why don't you let me take you for a little spin? Yes, sweetie, you. Ever since I saw you, you were just so adorable to me. With this righteous quest for vengeance stuff. That's just so cute. That naivete of yours alone was the only reason I heard you out about our little arrangement. Plus, I've been watching you, and honestly, you're pretty freaky under all that innocent charm, and that's coming from me. But don't you worry, your cute little human soul. You'll only feel a little bit tired and maybe a little somewhat empty inside after we're done. But that's no biggie, right? You told me you were pretty dead inside already anyway. And who knows? If you're a good boy and manage to give me a fun time, I might even give you more powers. Ooh, that got your attention. That's the fun thing about people like you. They start out oh so innocent, but once they get a taste of real power, they want more and more and more and more until it's too late. Tragic, really. Or do you think a power junkie like you would be able to resist the corruption before it's too late? If not already. I wonder. Anyways, I'll give you a choice. You either let me loose on the lowlifes you beat up, or you feed me some of those tasty sins and emotions yourself. Well, what's it gonna be, stud? This is the last time I'll be sweet to you, so you better make your choice quickly. Good. That's the answer I wanted to hear, sweetie. Well, strip. I gotta know what I'm working with here. Yes, here on the rooftop. Who cares? We're high enough that nobody will hear or see us anyway. Oh, stop whining about the cold. I'll keep you warm. Come on, I don't have all day, hot stuff. Take off that silly outfit and show me what you're made of. I see all that running around on rooftops and beating up criminals has definitely had its effect. Very tasty. Oh yeah, you definitely have quite a bit of pent-up frustration, don't you? You can't be so serious and focused all the time. All work and no play makes Mr. Damaged Vigilante a dull boy. Don't you just want to let go for once? Let it all out. I can see it in your eyes that you do. Not just your eyes. Ding, ding, ding. Come on, big guy. Come claim your big prize. Oh my. So forceful all of a sudden. You just made a complete 180. Is it because of this round ass? Or maybe these beautiful breasts? Or maybe you have a thing for the whole horned demon look? Or maybe you just really like a pretty face? Don't think I didn't notice you sneaking peeks at me every time I visited you. I know you want me. Not that I can blame you. I'm a pretty hot piece of demonic ass, if I do say so myself. So, let me just bend over the railing of this rooftop and show you my dripping pussy. This is gonna feel so much better than any boring human girl. I'm already so wet and slick. Forgive the term, but I'm about to give you a little piece of heaven. Oh, and don't worry about being all sweet and slow. Blech. I can take it rough and hard. I'm quite a tough girl for my size, you know. You want me to get you ready first. And here I thought I was the one making demands. Fine. If you deliver on your part of the deal, I'll entertain you a little. Come here. What? You thought I was going to start slow with little kisses and stuff. Too bad. I gotta say, you've got a pretty tasty cock. I'm curious how it's gonna feel inside. That's so hard already. Are you sure you needed a warm up? The forked tongue is pretty good, right? Much better than any human girl. Mm-hmm. Look on your face is to die for. Don't come yet, stud. I want to enjoy myself too, you know. I suppose I could entertain you a little bit longer. A pretty good deal, right? You get superpowers and your balls drained. Almost seems too good to be true. You seem ready enough now. Good. Let's get to the main event. Let me just bend over this railing and spread my legs for you. Yes, I can feel your tip right there, just kissing the lips of my pussy. Well, what are you waiting for? You want me to beg for it? Hold on there, big guy. I am the one that gets to say... Come on! Stop teasing. I've been waiting for too long now. Fine, fuck it. Please, please put it in. Please fuck me. Please, please, human, please. Please fuck my demon-ass pussy. Is that good enough for you? There we go. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Like I said, go rough and fast. I can take it. Just like that. Yeah, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop. Keep pounding into me. Grab my horns while you're fucking me from behind. Oh, by Satan, that feels amazing. Drive yourself into me. Yeah. It's so good. It's so good. It's good that I gave you some superhuman stamina. Damn, you're so fucking fast. You also would have came already if I didn't. Yeah. Oh, keep fucking me. God, you're going so fast and fucking hard. I feel my demonic pussy so fucking tight and wet and hot around your dick. I'm gonna milk you fucking dry. Yeah, you like that? Oh, you fucking love my demon pussy, don't you? Yeah, keep fucking me. Yeah, pull my horns harder. Yeah, like that. Keep pounding me. Keep pounding me. Are you gonna give me what I want? Stud, give me all your delicious cum. Give it all to me. Seal the deal. Give me all that delicious scent, please. Please, please, please. Come inside my tight demonic pussy. Don't hold back. Call out. Give me everything. Every fucking thing you have. Yes, yes, yeah. Take all your frustrations out on me. All your anger. Everything. Fuck, I'm so close. Don't you stop. Don't you dare fucking stop now. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Fuck. Don't stop. Don't stop. Just fucking stop. I'm so fucking close. Fuck. Okay, hold it back. Come with me. Come with me. Yeah. so much to me. It's exactly what I needed. Look at you. You're totally spent. In more than one way, it seems. And I feel absolutely refreshed. I wasn't kidding when I said you were just overflowing with delicious sin and sexual energy. Your soul was just as in need of draining as your balls. And since you were such a good boy for me, I suppose I should give you a new power. The power to summon me whenever you want. I guess I wouldn't mind a direct hotline to that dick. Oh, and before I forget, I probably should have mentioned that now that you've fucked a demoness, sex of any kind will never really feel that great again, unless it's with me. So if you ever feel like a good fuck, I'm kind of the only person who can still give that to you now. Sorry not sorry. Also, you might want to give yourself some time to regain your strength. I drained you physically, spiritually, and mentally, so you're gonna want to get some rest, or you might find yourself falling headfirst into the pavement. Anyways, I've got some important demon business to do, so I guess I'll see you around, hero.